Well, hello there, and welcome to the Special Ed Strategist podcast, the go-to resource for parents and professionals navigating the intricate world of special education. I'm your host, Wendy Taylor, a certified educational therapist, Orton-Gillingham practitioner, educational diagnostician, and IEP coach. If you're looking for more support beyond our conversation today and Special Ed Strategist podcast, check out Learning Essentials. We are on a mission to meet each student's unique needs. Our team of specialized educators armed with advanced degrees in special education services is dedicated to empowering students to excel through reading intervention, strategic written expression support, executive function enhancement, and IEP guidance. I wholeheartedly, passionately believe in bridging learning gaps and accessing vital special education services for students of all abilities. For what we're talking about today, we're going to unravel a critical aspect of the special education process, the IEP, specifically talking about service page. This is often overlooked section of the IEP document. However, it is crucial for tailoring services to meet those individualized needs, ensuring that the annual goals are getting put into production as they should, ensuring legal compliance, establishing accountability, guiding instruction and intervention, and so much more. So stick around as we explore the multifaceted role of the IEP service page, breaking down its purpose and values to empower you and advocating for your kiddo's education. But before we dive in, don't forget, do me a huge favor. I would love for you to rate, like, and follow the Special Ed Strategist podcast on your favorite podcast platform. Your support ensures that I can continue providing valuable insights to our growing community of parents and professionals. Now, let's unlock the door of educational excellence. Previously, I have released two solo episodes that have talked about related services, specifically about the role of related services and what related services are. But today, we're specifically talking about the IEP service page. So at the IEP meeting, the IEP service page is discussed, and it is a crucial component of the overall IEP document. So its purpose is to outline the specific services and supports that will be provided to meet the unique needs of a student with disabilities. The IEP service page serves several important functions, contributing to the overall effectiveness of the educational plan for that specific student. So let's talk about some key purposes and values of that service page. So tailoring services to the individual needs. The service page is designed to provide a detailed and individualized account of services that the student will receive throughout their school day. It addresses the specific challenges and requirements identified in the evaluation process and outlines how the school will address these needs. It also operationalizes annual goals. It's a mouthful. It translates the broad annual goals that are outlined in the IEP into actionable and measurable services by specifying the service. The IEP service page will serve as a roadmap for achieving that educational objectives set for the student. So it's going to identify the service provider, the type of service, whether it's occupational therapy or counseling. It's going to talk about the minutes and the time that that student will meet with that professional throughout the week or month, and it will all be outlined there. So if you think about the IEP, you have your present level of performance. How is that student doing? You have your parent input statement. That is going to then build the IEP goals. And then the service page is putting that all together of where the service is going to take place. I will outline that districts are not going to identify the program that a student uses. They are going to give reading intervention, but they're not going to say specifically what reading intervention program. And if it's on a service page, you want to make sure that it is not a computer-based program if that does not align with your student's needs. So making sure that what services are provided are aligning with the goals that align with the present level. So the IEP service page ensures that the school is in compliance with the legal requirements, such as those outlined in IDEA, Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, our federal law, and it helps to document that the school is providing the necessary services to meet the student's unique needs and provide them with that free and appropriate public education. The service page serves as a communication tool among members of the IEP team, including teachers, specialist parents, and if applicable, the student themselves, and it clarifies the roles and responsibilities of each team member in delivering and monitoring specific services. So again, it establishes that framework for accountability by clearly outlining the services to be provided. It facilitates an ongoing monitoring and evaluation to ensure that services are effectively addressing the students' needs and contributing to their progress. The IEP service page also helps schools allocate resources appropriately. By specifying the services required, it assists in determining needed personnel, specific materials, other resources necessary so that the school can implement the plan with fidelity and effectively. So educators use this information on the service page to guide their instructional practices and interventions. So it helps them understand the specific strategies and accommodation needed to support that student's learning and participation in the education environment. So you're going to know, okay, my student is going to spend X amount of minutes outside of the general education classroom receiving special education support, or they're going to receive X amount of minutes inside the classroom receiving special education support. If they are receiving a specific type of intervention, it needs to say the person that's doing it. Make sure that you understand that, is it a paraprofessional? Is it a special educator? Is it a general educator? Who is responsible for being the gatekeeper of that service? Occupational therapist? If it's counseling is listed, is it a guidance counselor? Is it a school psychologist? Is it a clinical social worker? So that you as a parent are very clear as to what the services are, who is providing the services, and where your child is in their school day. Meaning, are they pulled out for therapy? What therapy does that look like? Are they pulled out for reading intervention? What reading intervention? What, not specifically the name, but what does that look like? And is that aligned with the goals that are in that IEP? The service page also empowers your parents, right? So when appropriate, the student, by providing that clear understanding of that support mechanisms that are in place, transparency is going to foster the collaboration to ensure that all stakeholders are well informed about the educational plan. The service page recognizes that educational needs may change over time, so it allows for flexibility in adjusting services as needed, providing a mechanism for periodic review and modification based on the student's progress and evolving needs. So in summary, that IEP service page is a vital component of the IEP, playing a central role in customizing educational services. I want you to remember this phrase: needs determine goals, goals determine services. It's fundamental in the special education process. So let me break that down for you so it helps make it a little more clear. So needs determine goals. So every student in special education has unique needs. So these needs could be related to academic, behavioral, social, emotional aspects of their development. To address these needs effectively, we create that specific and measurable goals. These goals are like the destination point in our educational journey for your kiddo. So for example, if a student's struggling with reading comprehension, a goal might be to improve their ability to understand and analyze text independently. And then goals determine services. So once we have identified the goals, we can then determine the services or interventions necessary to achieve those goals. So services could include specialized instruction, accommodations, therapies, or any other support that directly contributes to reaching the set goals. Continuing with our reading comprehension example, so the service might involve targeted reading interventions, additional practice sessions, or the use of assistive technology. In essence, it's that systematic approach, right? So we're identifying needs, understanding what specific challenges or obstacles your kiddo is facing in their education. We're setting goals, which are establishing those clear, measurable objectives that once achieved will signify a progress in overcoming those challenges. And then finally, determining services. So once the goals are set, deciding on the specialized services and support structures needed to work towards achieving those goals. So this process is not only individualized, but it's also collaborative. So as a parent, your insight into your child's strengths and challenges are invaluable. So thinking about that parent input statement, always looping it back to that. It's a team effort between the educators, the parents, the student if they're involved in this conversation, and working together to create that roadmap of success. I hope that helps clear it all up. Check out those other solo episodes that I mentioned. Thank you for joining me on another episode of the Special Ed Strategist podcast. I hope you found our exploration of the IEP service page insightful and, of course, hopefully empowering. If you have any questions or comments or even topics you'd like me to cover in the future, feel free to reach out on social media or through email. Remember, education is a journey and I'm here to be your guide. So stay connected with me, rate, like, and follow the podcast to stay up to date on the latest episodes. And together, let's continue empowering parents and professionals in the special education process. Until next time, bye for now.